Hey, it's Christine from Storyworthy. Today on the show, I sit down with psychic medium Audrey Hope, and she tells me how she uses her clairvoyant abilities to get rid of hauntings.
I said, something's not right with this house. So I did go to the house, and I walked through the house. And I saw a ghost sitting on a chair in the living room. I was by myself. And he was so angry. I said, what are you doing here? He says, I do not like them at my house.
Today on the show, we hear a story from Audrey Hope, who talks about how she uses her clairvoyant abilities to get rid of hauntings. Stay close.
Hey, this is Audrey Hope, and you're listening to Storyworthy.
Los Angeles, California. Whether you're a longtime fan of the show of over 9.5 years, in 2020 will be my 10-year anniversary because I started in 2010. That's exactly right. So whether you're a longtime fan of the show or a new listener, if you're a new listener, you have a lot of catching up to do. Either way, welcome to Storyworthy. Now, I hope you guys enjoyed the show last week with comedian Tony Sam. Audrey, his story was titled Holiday DUI. So it's not really funny in the title. You know what I mean? DUI.
Oh, what does that mean?
I mean, yeah, so it's a holiday DUI. So he got a DUI 8 years ago this holiday season, so I guess 2011. Mm-hmm. And somehow it's really funny. And I'm not going to give away the story, but I will tip you off and tell you that he was not in the car.
Wow, I'm so curious. So, I have got to hear what that is about.
So go back and listen to you guys because Tony Sam is damn funny and you're really going to enjoy his story. But not today, because today I'm here with Audrey Hope. And you have so many titles. You have a lot of titles,
yes.
Audrey. You do a lot of things. Okay, so usually on my show I have comedians and sometimes writers and sometimes actors. But for the most part, comedians. Are clairvoyants funny?
Absolutely. Are you kidding me? Real life is so funny. The problems people go through, you cannot write it. And you want to talk about story worthy? Oh my God.
Well, it's interesting because you are a lot of different things that I don't even know if I really know the difference between. I know you're an addiction therapist, so I understand that. But then you're also so I hear all these words. I hear clairvoyant, I hear psychic, I hear spiritual leader. So I'm hearing all these different things and I'm not sure. So is there one word?
Yes. You're soul healer beyond the rational mind.
Whoa.
And I'll wear different hats if I have to. I'll do whatever it takes. But under soul healer is to look at it from the level of the soul and not necessarily from the mind. Like when we go to therapy, we're in the rational mind, right?
I see. Yeah.
This is beyond that.
Beyond that. Well, it's really interesting. I mean, I have a girlfriend who is a medium. And I've gone to her like sessions where there'll be like a group of people in the room and then she'll be able to pick up, somebody in the room will be, you know, one of their loved ones will be wanting to somehow contact them. And then Debbie, something will come to her. And it's as true as anything I've ever seen. And she hasn't done it with me, but she's done it with some friends of mine. And, you know, it's just stunning.
Like, do you know, Christine, that everyone can do it?
No, I didn't know.
Yes. You know how intuitive women are?
Right.
It's a natural gift. All you have to do is train people, and they can be as intuitive as that.
Wait, you can train to
be people to
a medium.
Open up. You can do it. Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes. Everything can be trained.
I thought that was like you're pretty much born with it.
Well, no. That gift for me that I'm using too as a medium came later because I needed it. For me, I needed it.
Yeah.
If someone was stuck with someone, a parent who had died, and that was their issue, I needed to pull that up because that's what they needed to do, was to talk to their mother or father.
Yeah.
So I just developed this as I went along.
So, but I mean, are you saying you can take a class to be...
I'm saying that if you heal
and
you take care of your issues on an energy level, you get rid of the baggage, think of it as getting rid of the baggage, you would be left clear to be able to develop, you know, your third eye can open. And that's my dream, is to open that up for everybody.
Like a chakra.
we can open it all up. It's the truth that we all have this ability. So that's one of the things that I do, is get people in touch with their own intuitive selves.
Yeah, but I would say that there are people that are better at it. I mean, and people that it comes to as their life's purpose. You know what I mean?
Like, very true. Words,
obviously, you're one of those people. And my friend Debbie, it's kind of something she does on the side. It's not like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I think if she tried to, I don't know if she would ever have it as a full-time thing or not. But like, you're doing kind of a more of a full-time thing.
It's a full-time thing, yes. But I didn't start out that way. Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. I only developed it.
You have an enormous amount of education.
And you know, it's all common sense. It was because I was put there.
You have a degree in divinity?
I have a degree in divinity. I have a degree in, you know, lots of different degrees. But what I do came through the actual experience.
Well, your topic today is using my clairvoyant abilities to get rid of hauntings. And so, I've heard this story 20 times. Now, I've never heard anything like this. And so, in this context, what does a clairvoyant mean?
The ability to see energy, the ability to see from the invisible. Like if we close our eyes, mm-hmm. we can tap in. Like when we dream, mm-hmm. we tap into another dimension. Let's call it fifth dimension. Mm-hmm. We live on the third dimension, but we have the ability to go higher. So that's really, if the audience would just close their eyes and see, and that kind of opens up the third eye, we want to be able to get in touch with invisible energy. Let's say, for example, you broke up with someone and you can't get them out of your system. That's because on an invisible level, there's still a cord. Mm-hmm. You, and in order to move on in a relationship, mm-hmm. you have to cut those cords. Mm-hmm. So I work and teach a lot about energy to help people protect themselves and understand energy so they could be very wise and know how to navigate their life and therefore manifest what they need to.
You're super interesting. I watched about 10 of your videos on YouTube. You have mm-hmm. a great YouTube presence, and I am fascinated with everything that you do. You know, especially the relationship stuff. Of course, everybody, you know, has the relationship questions. They do seem to get, not with you, but in general, like in life, repetitive. Like everybody seems to have the same problems because they're blocked or they're not getting past something. And so they keep repeating the mistake.
Exactly.
And they're in their 50s and they're still repeating mistakes. And it doesn't matter how old you are. They just didn't get it.
Right.
But yet other times, like you'll meet like a couple of my sisters have been married almost 30 years. And that was like the person they should be with. Do you know what I mean? And they, like, I don't know, some people can stay married forever. So even if they got married young, if they got it at that point, then it's not about age.
Yes, that's true. But then there's the element of karma. Mm-hmm. What is their karma? Mm-hmm. And so she, your sister, who mm-hmm. you might do really well in that department, mm-hmm. but then she's here to work on other things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So that's the point.
I see what you're
saying. Got that, but there's other balls. Everyone, right. There's a relationship balls and all that, wealth balls and all that. And so you could do really good.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people are here and make a lot of money, have no problem, and some people just can't do that.
How many balls do you see, as it were, in someone's life? I mean, you know, in terms of you're saying like, okay, so if relationships, because sometimes like Oprah would try to break it down, you know, the five pinnacles of life or the pillars of this or, you know, and you've got to have these things together. So there's your work life, there's your family life, and there's your time at the gym. And then, so how many of these?
Well, let's think about it. If you really want to manifest and you stay in a very high frequency, mm-hmm. On a light beam, let's say, don't dip down and stay high. And that's the way you manifest, to stay in a higher frequency. You know, Tesla said everything's frequency. So to manifest, we stay high. Think mm-hmm, about that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, so with me, I'll be very intuitive. I'll get the story. Like, for example, I had this guy and he was cheating on his wife. And I said, it's lying. It's really bad. And he goes, oh, leave me alone. Well, it came to him through his partner. His partner cheated on him. It came back to him. That's the way it works.
That's the karma
part. I think there's a science to it. It's really easy. If it's like how do you play the game of life? There are certain ways to look at it. I give a higher perspective to know how to do that. And then it becomes very simple.
Interesting.
You see, so your sister, great in relationships, but I would be interested, what isn't?
I see.
And
yeah,
what are they working through in that? And that would be what her karma is.
But a lot of people do think like, well, they got it all, or the grass is always greener. Look at all the money they have. Look at that house. And they think like, oh my gosh. But then when you go to somebody's house, like a super beautiful house, and they're unhappy people, like your heart just breaks. Like, oh my gosh.
Welcome to my life. That's exactly what it is. You know, people come into a very famous at the center I work at Seasons. I've met a lot of celebrities. Wow, what goes on? All the money, all the fame, all that. But that's where it comes into inner peace.
Yeah.
For everyone.
Yeah.
And we get so, you know, pained by thinking someone has it better than us. It's all an illusion.
Yeah.
The answer is the self and loving the self and knowing how to be grateful and to live in that, because the inner peace is what everybody across the board really wants,
right?
No matter how it starts and the outside.
Yeah, because on your deathbed, you're not going to be like, oh no. Man, I wish I had that third bedroom or whatever.
No.
You can tell I live in an apartment. I don't have to go out that far.
Right. Were you true to yourself?
Yeah.
Did you do what you wanted to do?
Did you spend time with the people that you wanted to?
Sure.
Stuff like that.
Right.
I get it. All right, you guys, I'm anxious to hear your story. This is going to be great. I really look forward to it. But before we get to Audrey's story, I wanted to remind you guys to follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Storyworthy. And also check out storyworthypodcast.com. You know, there's the website. You know that, right? And there's a mailing list, blah, blah, blah. And also, you guys, check out storysmashshow.com. That's my game show, Story Smash. It's on fire. The next show's at the Hollywood Improv this Saturday night, December 28th. And it starts at 7:30 p.m. I have Peter Melman of the Seinfeld, 8 years as a writer on Seinfeld. And he's written about 4 novels. And anyway, terrific guy. And a lot of other fine people. So come down to the Improv this Saturday night. You guys, Audrey Hope, she is an award-winning addiction therapist who uses her abilities as a clairvoyant psychic medium to heal patients from trauma. You are the host, like we talked about, of your weekly YouTube advice show, Hope for Relationships. I love so much that your last name is Hope.
Yes, isn't that funny?
It's the best.
And Audrey means noble spirit, so I have to live up to my name.
I think it's the best name. I do love it. And like we talked about, you're an addiction therapist at Seasons in Malibu, which, yes, you must have stunning, stunning stories.
Story worthy.
I believe that. You guys can find Audrey over at audreyhope.com and on Twitter at @TheAudreyHope. And again, check out her YouTube channel. All right, you guys, wherever you are, put your hands together for Audrey Hope.
Okay, so I'm a soul healer, which means I get to the root of the soul. So even though I have all those titles, it's one thing. Going beyond the rational mind to find the answer, because people can go to therapy for years and years and they don't heal, right?
Yeah.
So this is a level beyond. And so I had to become a one-stop shop because I had so many different problems, people from all walks of life, celebrities, politicians. And so I was that was my life purpose. I was put there, which is also an interesting story about how that happened. But anyway, back to it. So I had to develop everything, because I was not happy with things that were going on with regular psychiatrists. I felt that it didn't get to it. They could talk about their stories and they could write a thesis on their stories, but they won't heal. So I came in and started using the intuition to go deeper. So regarding this question you were asking me about houses, one of the things I do, I had a friend client who was a dancer, very healthy, married, very happy. And all of a sudden, they bought a house in Manhattan Beach, and she became very sick. It was really sudden. And I think she had 5 surgeries, cancer, whatever. I couldn't even keep track. And then her husband had the same thing. Now, that's where it got suspicious. When something like that is, I track things, and I try to see where it begins. So, of course, I wanted to go to the house. I said, something's not right with this house. This is when it started. So I did go to the house, and I walked through the house. And I saw a ghost sitting, a man sitting on a chair in the living room. I was by myself, and he was so angry. And I'm not afraid of that because, you know, I'm an energy worker. So I just said, started to talk to him. I said, what are you doing here? He says, I do not like them at my house. They need to go. Just like that, like those horror movies. So I'm like, okay, let me try and figure out what's going on here. I started to feel his wife on the other side, and she was waiting for him. Maybe they had a fight right when he, I'm not sure of the story, but she was waiting for him. So I calmed him down, and I talked to him, and I let him know that she loves him, she's waiting for him, and I got him to agree, and he left. I passed him through, got him through the light, and he went to her, and I saw them embrace. And so the house was cleared, and things started to calm down for my friends. And that was what was so amazing, was that there was an energy in the house. Now, why they got sick from him, I don't understand, but that was one of the causes. And on these shows, I have written to these shows, these psychic shows, and I say, you're getting rid of spirits, but it's only going to come back. They don't know what they're doing, because it's the issue that is the thing that opens a portal to letting them come in. So that's my story.
It's an issue? It's
an issue that pulls someone. You have to look at the issue that pulls these spirits in. Spirits don't come from there.
Right, there's an
issue. Okay. Like in the South, I've seen a lot of houses with slavery, and there are spirits in the houses.
Like in Charleston, yeah, South totally. Carolina, somewhere like that.
New Orleans.
Oh my God.
Walking through, the square there is. So there's things that they haven't resolved. So if you can get the issue and get the portal opening, you can get rid of the spirit. And that's the only way you get rid of these spirits.
Yeah. Okay, let's back up for a second. When the people called you, because they were a client, it wasn't your friend, it was like a client.
Well, my friend client.
Oh, I see. Okay.
A lot of my friends.
So she already knew what you did.
Yeah.
Because I'm just wondering, like, what was the language to you? Hi, Audrey Hope. Listen, I'm really sick and my husband's sick. Is that what they said?
Well, it was going on and on.
So
they were constantly telling me about their surgeries.
Yeah. And so then did you say,
something's not right. I said, something's not right. Something's
then,
not right.
And then did you say, I'd like to walk through your house?
Well, I mentioned that, and I waited actually until I was invited to dinner, because I wanted to go and I didn't want to scare them. They were all involved in
that's
their surgeries.
Yeah.
So I waited until I was invited for dinner and jumped on the chance. And that's when I did that, because people are scared sometimes.
Well, sure.
And they, but then again, people know me. I mean, I've been doing this for 20 years.
Right.
So it's not airy-fairy. People come in, they're very sick. There's a lot of trauma, and I do not play around at all. I'm really serious. I'm on a mission, and I want to help people.
So you went to their house for dinner, and that's when you saw the ghost?
Yes, I walked.
So you walked back into the house. And so they're like in the kitchen doing their thing, and you say, let me take a walk.
Yes.
And as soon as you go down the hallway,
I see him. I see him.
And how do you, in other words, did he look like ethereal, like foggy, like a ghost like that? Or did it look like a human being?
It was like a presence, and he was really fat. And he was just sitting on the chair. And so, I don't know if it was actual ghost.
Or did
but
he
I just
like
felt
face?
It. And I could see his face even now.
Wow.
Like I can just see it. And that happens a lot to me when people come to me. I'll get visions.
Well, let me ask you. So then when he talked to you, you're talking to him. He's talking to you. Did you hear it out loud in the room, or was it like in your head?
I think it was in my inner soul.
Yeah.
I was just communicating with him, and I saw he was really stuck.
Yeah.
And I don't know how long he was there.
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't know the history of the house.
Yeah.
It would be interesting to see who owned the house, right?
Yeah. So how long did all that take?
I was probably there 20 minutes.
20 minutes. It's so interesting, because I'm just trying to it must be... I'm using this term ethereal again, but it must be so, because I don't think if I walk down the hallway, that's not going to happen.
The channel isn't open.
Yeah,
I could open the channel and say, let's do it. It's a channel.
That's what I mean. So then it's just so unbelievable. So because then you see him and then you tell him in a way.
You're stuck. You need to go.
Yeah, exactly. In other words, you're able to convey that to him. Like, I know what's going on here.
Yes, they're happy.
Please go.
He's happy someone's talking to him.
Yeah.
He's happy because he's stuck.
Yeah.
He's miserable. he doesn't know how to get over, and there's the wife. So helping someone pass is like helping. Yeah. I've helped people go over to the other side too. You have to help them.
Yeah. Was it like all in your mind, like what you saw, or did you feel like you saw his body go through the roof of the house?
I saw the wife embrace him. I saw there's light. There's always light. And I saw light, and there was like, you would film it.
Wow.
And then he moved, and then she embraced him and was so happy. And he was so happy because he was miserable.
Was this their dream house, by the way, your
friend? I don't know. It was an okay house.
Because Manhattan Beach is extremely expensive real estate.
Yeah, it was a very small house.
Yeah.
It had this long foyer and not my favorite house.
Yeah, yeah. But it's so fascinating. So then they moved back in.
They were always there.
They never left.
Right.
And so, yeah, because they're in the kitchen making. So when you walk back in the kitchen, what'd you say? Hey, guys.
There was other people there.
Yeah. Oh,
so
I see.
You know, I didn't say anything. I was just happy.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to help so badly.
Did you later have a conversation with them?
I think I told her, and she was also so involved in all these cancer treatments.
Yeah.
That was her main thing.
Sure. Did she get better? Is she?
I think she's better. I haven't spoken to her in a while.
That's
But she's still alive, and it was really dire for a while, so that makes me happy.
Yeah.
But when things are really weird and they repeat and repeat, then it becomes, you have to look at these, you know, karma and stuff
so
like that.
The clairvoyant part of that is, like we're talking about, the way to open up doors for people to move from one plane to another, as it were, or one dimension to another. And what's the medium part is when somebody comes through you, like my friend Debbie, right? And then somebody from the past comes through you.
I don't get it where they come into my body. I won't allow it. But I will see, I will ask them things that are important.
Yeah.
And I'll find out things. And how I will know it's true is because when I'm with a client and I'll say, your father's here, and he fed you alcohol as a kid to put you to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, yes, he did.
Yeah. That's what my friend Debbie does, stuff like that. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and I was like, wow, no wonder why you're an alcoholic.
Yeah.
He put stuff in her milk to put her to sleep. See?
Yeah,
now, I wouldn't
have
known that. Maybe she would never say it. But he was telling
me.
He felt really bad about it. So they have a lot. You know, there's a life review on the other side. You know, Danny and Brinkley, who was hit by lightning.
Yeah.
And he had three.
Twice, wasn't he?
I think he even just had a heart attack. He went again. He said there's a life review, right?
He's died.
He did
a couple of times.
I think four times.
Okay,
yes.
So his name's Danny what?
Daniel Brinkley.
Brinkley, okay.
Famous book, Saved by the Light.
Okay.
And I heard that he just had a heart attack and he did it again. Now, that is a fascinating story.
So wait.
I mean, four times.
He dies, comes like he can see his, like then he leaves his body, can see over the table.
And got
what's
a life, and
on.
He says there's a life review, which is you go and you look at yourself and you feel everything you've done to another person. So let's just say you're here you really have hurt someone.
Yeah.
Do it in this life. Take care of it now.
Yeah, interesting.
Because when you're there, you're going to feel really bad about what you did.
And then you'll have to haunt them or something. Right?
I don't know if it's a haunting. It's more like they're stuck because they want to say they're sorry and they want everyone to be happy and they don't want to carry it.
Yeah.
You don't want to carry things, you see.
And what does it mean to be a psychic?
It means to be able to see things beyond the level of reality.
And it really does fit with the other things because it's all about just having your mind is open to that.
Well, I want to heal. I use it for healing.
So
I want to know why someone is suffering.
Yeah.
And I had this woman who had really bad luck. The worst story I ever heard. She just kept getting, everything was horrible in her life. And she was in rehab and she was sick.
Mm-hmm.
And something, again, that's weird. Too much bad luck is weird, right?
Mm-hmm.
I felt her grandmother and I felt her grandmother taught her black magic. And I told her, and she said yes. I said, well, you're getting the karma.
What's black magic?
I guess, I don't know, Spanish or Mexican people do this, what's it called?
Like a voodoo thing?
Yeah, some kind of thing. And she learned it, and the karma went on to her.
And then what's that mean? She got better?
She was carrying her grandmother's karma.
So?
It was all the bad luck because it was a really bad thing. So I had to help her clear that, and the acknowledgement of something, it also clears it.
Oh.
Huh. You know, you say the truth sets you free.
Yeah.
Sometimes acknowledging something is all you need to do to heal it.
Yeah. Well, I have that. I have the feeling that in your work as an addiction therapist, that must really come into play, because I always think that people, my friends, people I've known who are alcoholics or with serious drug addictions, not smoking pot every day like I do, Caroline. No, but people that have serious problems with alcohol, I always feel like, it's not that they want to be drinking alcohol all the time.
Exactly.
It's just that it's helping them. It's like their medicine.
I agree 100%. And when you tell them that, there's healing.
Yeah,
because there's so much shame and guilt.
Yes,
that is a big problem.
Yes.
And I say, well, what if God gave us that drug and alcohol to help us? Otherwise, we wouldn't stay here.
Yeah.
And that is so healing, because I will not allow shame.
Yeah.
And at all. It's really bad spiritually to turn against oneself.
And as an addiction therapist, are you using, I know, I understand.
I use it every day.
You're using the techniques. Do they know you're using those techniques?
They love it.
They love it. Interesting.
They love it because I get results, you see?
Uh-huh.
And also, do you know why it's dangerous to drink? Because of the energy field you create. And a lot of these young kids, they almost look like they have possessions, right? They say to me, well, the voice told me. You see, the voice told me to do it. And these kids are like out of their minds because they're not aligned in their body. So when they drink and do these hard drugs,
yeah,
the energy field is so bad. And that's what's dangerous.
But you would tell them in an addiction situation or in a therapy situation, you would tell them that, again, it was the medicine they kind of had to take.
Different spokes for different folks.
Yeah.
Okay? But sometimes they're so gone.
Yeah.
And they do hear voices. The drugs make them hear voices.
Yeah.
And I don't get scared about that. I know what that is. That's an energy field they created from losing themselves.
And it was to protect them.
Well, why they did the drugs is an issue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's low self-esteem. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Trauma. Okay? But if they're doing a lot of meth, mm-hmm, and they're doing a lot of heroin, they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
I got to bring them back in their bodies first.
So
because otherwise, I don't know what I'm dealing with. You understand?
Yeah, of course.
So that possession, you've seen Charles Manson's eyes. I got to get that out.
So is
first.
That detox, or is that more?
That's
than
a
detox.
Absolutely, everyone needs to be detoxed. We do that.
How long does that take?
Different things.
Different
drugs require different times, but they have to come and be detoxed. Otherwise, we cannot get them in their bodies in order to start the healing.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Right. Some we could do the detox and start the therapy.
So at the place that you work at Seasons, so is it alcohol? What are the different, everything?
Four houses we have.
Wow.
One is a mental health, one is for professionals, one is for addiction, and the other one is a lower down aftercare kind of
thing. What, professional drug addicts? Professionals.
Oh, let me tell you, Christine, you have no idea. Shall I tell you?
Yes.
Surgeons, doctors.
Really? They get their own place.
Pilots.
Yeah.
Pilots. Imagine if you were having surgery and someone was addicted. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
It's really big. They're doing their own drugs. You know why they don't understand how to relax? I've been working with them, 17 hours, 18 hours of surgery. Do you understand that you energetically, that's ridiculous. Of course you're going to drink.
Yeah, you'd be depleted.
So I'm helping them find other ways to deal with the stress.
So they get to go to a rehab that's called professionals.
Yeah. Very, very confidential.
It must be very expensive. I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
Obviously.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess, I really don't know, 70, 60, I don't know.
And they must have all different kinds of people working in there, right? So there's therapists, there's psychics, there's mediums, there's spiritual healers.
Well, there's a psychiatrist, a chemical therapist, a doctor, yoga, hypnotherapy. That's what it is, all pieces of a pie,
mm-hmm,
and that's what helps.
And it probably, the people that keep returning didn't get it all in the first day, obviously.
So what?
Yeah.
I have someone now who's been there four or five times.
Yeah,
he's now
matter.
Getting it, and it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I say, listen, get on the train as many times as you have to,
sure.
Who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
It's all this, like you said, shame and guilt that has to stop.
Yeah.
Because I think of it as an opening. It's a wake-up call. I say to them, you're here. This is great. Now let's stop talking about the alcohol and drugs.
Interesting.
And let's talk about what it is now, we can move you into
because
enlightenment.
You're trying
yes.
to get them over the past.
Yes.
Which is a whole thing. And I read somewhere, I heard you say something about life begins at the point of transformation.
Exactly.
Well, you said it.
Yes, exactly. It sounds great. I love it.
But I mean, basically what you're saying is...
I knew it sounded familiar.
Well, I mean, I've had a lot of traumatic things in my life that have been like... And then it just everything changes. And you think like, well, this is... Like my first husband, when I was 25, he got another girl pregnant. Not me, another girl. And it was like so shocking that it's like I was so shocked, obviously, and so sad. And so until one day, it was like 6 weeks after it initially happened, wow. I was laying in bed and I'd broken my arm skiing. I had been kind of like, well, then, you know, fuck it situation. And I was just skiing out of control. And I wiped out, broke my arm. And now I'm in my bed at home in Pittsburgh and I've got these cowboy boots on. And because of my cast, I can't get the boots off. So the point is I'm lying in my bed. And I'm in my cowboy boots, and all of a sudden, it just hit me like a light switch went off. Like, oh my God, I'm only 25. I have like the rest of my life. This is like the best thing that ever happened. And so it was like a transformation moment. And then things did get better until maybe the next thing would go down, you know? And then here we go again. We're transforming again. So this happens to people, I mean, at least in my life, 5-6 times.
Wow, I love that you said the transformation point.
You know?
Because that's what it is. But
yeah.
Isn't it up the tree of life? That's how we evolve. So we get to different points and we clear it and then we go on. That's what it's about.
Meaning that change is always good. Is that true?
Change is always good.
Interesting.
The spiritual thing is we're always, everything happens for the highest good.
I hope you're right, man. I really do. I mean, I'm not saying I don't believe you. I believe you, but like.
Well, we're here to evolve the soul. I love it that people think, well, what are you here for? What I mean, really, what's it all about? Why are we here?
I think it's about fruitful labor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being happy at what you're doing and getting a decent wage. That's all.
Yeah.
I know very wealthy people, and I've dated very wealthy people that they're not happy. You know what I mean? Or this isn't. It's not all it's cracked up to be. I guess I should say.
Yes.
So
I've sometimes had to stand up when I heard how much money the client would have. One time I stood up. I said, I've never heard this much money in my life. Okay, really.
Was it royalty?
He wasn't royal. He's just, they make a lot of money.
Yeah.
And so
especially
there it is.
Especially you're in Malibu. I mean, your location.
But there it is called the bread of shame. If it's money that was handed to you, it's dangerous.
Interesting.
Money that you make is the best because it's yours.
Yeah.
But when it starts to get into someone else's, it gets really tricky.
It does.
Those kids are very spoiled. The ones that are in it, you know, the sons and daughters of the famous, you know, they, listen, there's
dated,
a whole spoiled thing about, you know, addiction too.
Going back to me dating, but my point is I went out with a couple of guys in Malibu and spent about 2 years out there pretty much every weekend. And it is so interesting how young the people are in the restaurants beside you. So you're in a nice restaurant. And then the people next to you are like 18 or 20, and they're in this restaurant, just the two of them, you know, just like a couple. And it's like, how are you? And then they get into a Ferrari, and you just can't believe it.
Tell me about it.
So I
and spoiled?
Yeah. I mean, I'm
a lot of them, that's the reason they're using at a young age. Yeah. There's a lot there because of the money.
That's one of the
reasons people use money. And when we say to the parent, take the money away. That's when they start to.
I totally get that.
It has to be there.
For a minute, I'm envious, and I think like I can't even believe you go to high school right there across from the beach, or like I can't believe their lives. But then I think to myself that might be tough because then when they have to go into the real world, then or maybe they never do go into the real world. I don't know, but I worry that like if you had a whole lot of money and then you have a problem, it's even a bigger problem because money can't fix it.
Exactly, but when you make it and it's yours,
yeah.
Like people would probably envy you doing this show, owning yourself. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's everything. That's rich. You are rich.
Well, it's rich being healthy.
Exactly.
For sure.
And rich doing what you love.
Yeah.
That's enviable to others because it's so in alignment with your soul. It's so great.
But they don't often see the struggle part of it and the hustle part of it and the endless repetitive.
Can I say something?
Yeah, please.
I think everyone has a struggle.
Yeah, no kidding.
Really.
No,
I think
what.
As human beings, we struggle.
Do you struggle?
Oh, I'm struggling with something now because what happens is on a spiritual path, how it works is as you evolve, the challenges get more.
Yeah.
Did you know that? People think you walk off in nirvana, I want to, you know, vomit. I'm like, are you kidding me? That's not the way it works. If you're going to be on this path, you're going to be challenged a lot. So I'm challenged in different ways. And I think of it as I have to, like, all the weaknesses that I have, I have to work on all the time, close them up, so I get stronger and stronger. So you see them saying?
You're married.
Yes.
And do you drive your husband crazy sometimes?
No, he drives me crazy because...
I mean, it must be a little bit
he's
hard
evolved,
for him.
He's evolved. He's spiritual.
Okay,
I'm writing a book for 7 years. I'm writing a lot of books, but I have been writing on the fast track way to meet your soulmate.
Yeah.
I've been doing it, and I met him that way.
Yeah, interesting.
So I met him online.
Yeah.
I did all the healing work, cleared it out, and then... I sort of gave it up to the universe.
Yeah.
And the way I met him was just unbelievable.
But wait, can you read his mind?
No, but I can read where his weakness is and he doesn't listen. There's something right now. It's like I found an issue. Oh my God, his mother was stubborn. So I all of a sudden I realized that's what that is. But even though he's very evolved, I think all women are nurturers and have to lead up, rise up. Help. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah.
That's what we women do.
Yeah.
So I'm on another level. I'm very happy he's spiritual. That was one of my things on my list.
And you're so lucky. Yeah, that's good.
Because I needed someone who's going to take this.
And you were living on the same side of town.
Yes.
Because that's a huge thing.
No. What happened was, I put it out there, did the work. And then I felt a voice say, go on plentyoffish.com. And I'm like, what? I didn't want to do it. I remember telling some people, I'm getting this message to go on this dating site. So it really haunted me. So I finally did. And I was like, oh my God. And then I saw these guys, hundreds of guys. And like, oh,
wait, when
one
you're looking through these guys.
Oh, please.
With your background, do you look at them like on the computer screen and get a vibe? Like a vibe from the photo?
Well, because I was led there, I was like, there must be a reason I'm led here. But I was just, you know, I don't know. Do you ever go on Plenty of...
Fish. No, I haven't.
Okay, it's really like hundreds and hundreds of guys.
Oh my gosh.
And so I don't know. This is going back. I'm married now about 10 years. So
yeah.
I'm looking and all of a sudden like, okay, I see this guy. He says, I want to heal the planet. I'm like, okay, that's good. You know.
Yeah.
So I wrote to him and then he calls me and I'm like, oh no, you want to meet? Okay. I'm really like with this attitude, like whatever. And then this is a true story. And then I say... I'm going to meet him, and I hear this voice say, don't call him Michael. And I'm like, that's a weird message. Okay, so now I meet him. I meet him at the Casa del Mar. I'm there early. He comes in, and he goes, hi. He goes, you want to call me Michael, don't you?
Oh, my God.
They were telling me, look for a sign.
Wow.
And he had a spiritual bracelet, and he said, I wore this for you.
Aww.
And every... His family lived 10 minutes from mine. Everything was weird. We were in the same places at the same time.
Amazing.
And so look how we were like, we probably ran into each other on the streets of Manhattan, but it was the timing of where we were at. And then it was just from there. So,
yay.
Yeah. So,
well, I think you're very interesting and I love all of your work and I love your YouTube channel. It's very, very, you could just kind of watch episode after episode because it's very fast, like 6-7 minutes each one.
Yeah, I wanted to make like little nuggets.
Yeah, it's
if
fun.
You could like heal and just like get little things.
It's super
and
interesting.
In and out. I just wanted to document it. You know,
I love it.
More I'm doing now about the planet and what's going on,
wow.
You know, with our government and what's happening and tell everyone it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
Oh,
we're
man.
Moving into 2020.
I hope you're right.
And there's going to be... Amazing. So all a wake-up call and we've finished.
From Audrey Hope's mouth to God's ears, let's hope 2020 is a turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. All right, you guys, this was a lot of fun. Thank you so much
for coming on the show.
Christine. I really appreciate it. You guys, again, can find Audrey over at her website, audreyhope.com, and on Twitter at TheAudreyHope. And I'm sure you're on Instagram.
Yes.
What's that?
I think it's The Audrey Hope.
The Audrey Hope again. I think it's perfect. I love it. Thank you so much. Really, I super appreciate it. And you guys, find me over there on Instagram and Twitter as well, at Storyworthy. All right, you guys, on behalf of the very talented Audrey Hope, thank you again.
Thank you so much, Christine.
My name is Christine Blackburn, saying, make it a Storyworthy week.
Thanks for joining us on the Storyworthy Podcast. We'll be back next week with all new stories. Subscribe to Storyworthy on iTunes and visit the Storyworthy website at storyworthypodcast.com.